sickness. Down with the sickness. I don't know what.
Down with the sickness. Did you guys get COVID?
Did you guys get COVID? I got COVID 2-3 times.
I got it 2 times, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero. Sorry. What was COVID like for you?
I think it was just more painful than a normal flu. Like, it's your nose is just starting to, sinuses are just congested.
Mm-hmm.
And pain all over your body, I think. I don't know.
That sound familiar?
Flu-like symptoms, as they say.
Yeah,
but worse.
Like flu-like symptoms, but like just more intense. I didn't have pain in my body. I just had like your ears, your mouth, your nose.
Everything's
plugged, you feel.
Yeah.
Like everything is like you can't even breathe, you know, you can't even taste anything.
Yeah.
And you're drowsy, you know, you kind of like you're confused too. This is one of the symptoms that I had. I wasn't there. Like I was just always confused. I was like,
I don't know what kind of COVID you got, bro.
I think it's because of the it's because of the medicine I was taking. Like I was just like always confused and talking nonsense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
Damn.
Because I've had the flu. And that's how everyone described it to me as.
Yeah.
Was like, oh, it's just more intense flu.
Yeah, it's like dial to 100.
I remember when I was 18, the last time I had the flu, I just knocked on wood, was when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked the lamb job. I already told you guys about the lamb job, you know,
mm-hmm.
12 to 15 hour days.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like winter and I started to get sick. And I was like, oh, it's just like a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dumbass likes to sleep with the window open.
Mm-hmm.
And in this apartment, the window was right above my head. So all that cold air, literally in winter, like minus 30,
mm-hmm.
just flowed into my room. And I'm inhaling cold air all night.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, beautiful. I loved it.
The cold?
But it fucked me up. Yeah, it really...
The cold.
I love cold. Yeah. I love... Big ass blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then just open the window.
Big ass blanket, cold room.
And then turn on the fucking AC.
You'll sleep. I'll sleep for a decade, man. Like, I don't care.
I'll sleep
for a decade.
I know that feeling.
And yeah, we used to do it in a hotel. Yeah. Pause. That sounded weird. We used to do when we were working
together.
And we had like two.
Company hotel.
Like a
calm
two
down,
bedroom.
Yeah.
Nice. Kind of like an apartment. It was really nice.
It was dope.
We used to just like bump the AC at night and just go to bed in these big ass blankets.
Yeah.
But back to my story, I had the worst day I've ever worked in my entire life.
Shit.
Was because of this flu that I didn't know was a flu in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I called in. I was like, hey, I'm going to be late, like an hour. I'm coming though. And I wake up.
Damn, you still showed up?
So this, because I thought it was a head cold. Whatever the fuck that means.
Cold?
I talk like I know shit. I don't know shit. Shit just happens to me.
Making up these diseases?
Like yeah. Yeah, I got water bottle lung. Or something. I got dish soap ass. Whatever. And
dish soap ass.
So I'm at work. And I'm trying. It's getting worse. I get there. I have 2 cups of coffee. Because it's a long shift. I'm going to be there till like from 7 a.m. to at least 6 or 7 later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having coffee and it's getting worse and I'm getting more fatigued. I'm sweating more. I get white like a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Like my back is killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Breathing hurts.
Yep.
And I'm just like, I'm trying to do this job and I keep leaning down. And I'm like,
yeah.
I have the craziest headache. Like, and even my throat is so much in pain that every time I swallow saliva, there's like a tightness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just tightness, pain. I'm like, so I have every.
Like swallowing nails.
Yeah. It's the only time you realize how many times you swallow saliva a day.
Yeah.
You do it so many times a day, you don't even know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like it's pain, the whole shift.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. I remember at the shift's about to end. And I was like, it was horrible. The worst thing I ever, to this day, I can't get over that day. It was the worst day I've ever worked in my life. I went home and I slept. I went to bed. I took a shower and went to bed immediately. And I woke up at 4 in the morning and I'm sweating and my body is in pain and aching. And this is where I was, because I moved out really early at a young age.
Yeah.
I was like, Mom! Where I'm fucked up.
And so, it's really hard if there's no one around you.
Yeah, I lived alone. Yeah, I was 18, fresh out of just living alone, and like,
damn,
I was like, oh my god, like, I remember, I just like put, because my phone was on my bed, I just called my mom, and then I like, I didn't even hold it up to my ear, I just like slid it under my head. I was like, mom, I'm fucked up, and I just like, I got up the courage because I was so thirsty. Mm-hmm. Like, so, like, I felt like out of water. I walked to the Fast Gas. I think I mentioned last episode, Fast Gas near my place. And I just picked up like 5 jugs of juice and 4 jugs of water. I don't know why I bought water, but I was just like, fuck tap water. But, and I just tried to hydrate the fuck out of myself. But it was like that for 4 days, just by myself. And I would never wish that on anybody.
Damn.
Yeah. You know, he says the story.
That's the hardest thing about living alone.
Yeah.
Like, just think, being sick. Like, you don't feel it when you're not sick, but when you're sick, you're like, what if something just happens to me right now? And, like, I can't call emergency, you know, and no one knows that, you know,
I think about
I'm just
that a lot,
out here in the floor, just passed out, you know? Yeah. That's the scary part, I think.
I think about that because, like, my house is.
I think you can tell Google to call.
I hope so. Yeah, but if you're dead. It would if right.
God forbid.
Well, God forbid. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, like, what I mean, why I think that from my perspective was, like, because my house is near, like, an intersection. Mm-hmm. And, like, so many accidents happen at this intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always wondering, like, oh, what if a car just drives through this wall and just lands on me and kills me?
Yeah, I hate...
Literally no one will know.
I hate houses on, like, an intersection like that. Especially houses, not apartments. Because, like... You never know what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just
Some drunk person just jumps on your window and goes inside. I don't know.
Or that. Uber, where you at? But yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Just of like a car, because like even if people in the house that I live with, they wouldn't know to call family. They wouldn't know to call
if you were like
my
sick
girlfriend
or
anything. Yeah, they'd just be like, oh fuck. Sometimes
when I'm sitting at home, even last night, I hear like a big thing knocking on the wall, and I'm like, oh, is someone getting beat up right now? Like, like, how do I know, you know? But like, I don't hear anything. I just hear boom.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Shit. I hope everyone is okay. It's scary.
Shit.
Yeah.
I feel like we hear a lot of things here as well in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier on, there was just like when we were talking about this really scary story or weird story with your partner, like something
knocked.
Knocked, bro.
Don't say, you're gonna freak her out. She's
knock on,
like,
knock
I'm
on
used to
one.
It
yeah.
Oh, she's oh. She's one of them now.
She's
a part of the gang.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
like my neighbors, all of them scream a lot for some reason. Yeah. And I never know. Is it sex or is it like someone getting beat up? I never know.
I hope it's the former.
I hope it's sex.
I hope it's at least have a good time.
I hope so.
Hope it's not violence.
I know.
Jesus,
crazy.
Well, in other news, the worldly news is that TikTok is getting banned in the States. That shit's crazy.
Is that good or that bad? Shit's crazy. Like, is it better so that like there's more local stuff for like... in Canada or something?
I feel like there's less competition now, you know?
Oh.
We could could truly make a killing here.
Exactly. Why is it always boomers trying to take away stuff from people?
Yeah.
Fucking boomer. Fucking Joe Biden, bro.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to mention names.
I think it's because like, on TikTok, like everyone's getting too free, you know? And things go viral.
Yeah, but their amendment literally lives by free speech.
True.
It's on the amendment.
True.
And even one thing that's controversial is that the right to bear arms.
Yeah, speaking of...
They're allowed to have a gun.
They fucking banned social media first.
They banned TikTok before
guns.
Honestly,
I heard that on a podcast. Like, I was listening to a Joe Rogan episode. I forgot with who. But he was talking about, like, it's so silly of America to, like, ignore all the problems that they have.
Yeah.
And just, like, focus on TikTok and, like, deciding that they
want to
ban it.
Because it's not from America.
Yeah, but, like, why... What about gun violence? What about all of these crazy shit that is happening, you know? Like, why you want to just, you know...
I remember I keep seeing this video where, I mean, the elephant in the room, like, America just has a lot of school shootings.
Yeah.
Like, a disgusting amount.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, even, like, God, okay, so I see this video where, like, they're designing stuff in classrooms where the teacher can pull out this big-ass metal wall to keep children in there safe.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, really? We went there before
banning
the banning?
The yeah, fucking guns.
Yeah. Like, we're jumping over the elephant.
It's crazy. I don't understand it.
Yeah. And even like yeah. the, like even Australia, they had the same kind of gun. I might be getting a lot of this wrong, but like even they had like similar like gun laws.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, everyone can bear arms.
And that's the crazy thing. Like America keeps calling, like not America. I'm not saying every American is saying yeah. that, but I'm just saying some people think like only third world countries have these mm-hmm. problems of like conflicts and I don't know why people yeah. killing each
I
other.
Know.
I'm like, dude, look at your country. Like, dude, like,
yeah.
like kids are getting killed. Literally. You know, like, and you're not doing anything about. It. Like, maybe they're doing, but like, nothing.
It was one of my fears.
Nothing, and even in
and
my
I live
school,
in fucking Canada.
In my school, mm-hmm. I had a like a classmate who told me that he misses lecture sometimes because he's scared of school shootings, and I'm like, now you just implemented like a new fear in me, you know.
Yeah.
And every time I look at like a student that like is looking like he hasn't showered in days and looks depressed, I keep looking at them like,
"Hey,
I'm
buddy,
so
I love you. I love you.
We all love
you're
you.
A beautiful person.
Yeah, like
I'm here for you. Let's talk."
Or like if a classmate missed like their work in a group project, I just don't say anything. I'm like,
yeah.
I wanna get killed.
It's always
yeah.
something deeper. Yeah, it's always something deeper.
Yeah,
which is it's sad and unfortunate. I hope those lives get.
Yeah, I hope they get the help they need, but like they don't
yeah.
need guns for sure.
They definitely
you know?
Don't need guns.
Yeah.
yeah.
But the thing about the Australia thing was like they had a mass shooting in like just like in a public
recently?
Area. In like no, this was in like the 70s.
Oh. Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Why do you guys what? You guys make 70 seem so far away?
yeah.
like, it is.
It's not.
It's like 50 years ago though.
The fuck off.
Why?
You don't think I know that?
Are you secretly 40 or something?
sorry, no.
We've been made. Run!
You fucking caught me, guys. No, so Australia did the state. Like,
we
back
caught
then,
him.
They had a big. There was a mass shooting, and literally the Australian government decided, like, oh, we're banning guns. Here's
a, that's good.
Here's a $500. They'll give you $500 if you bring your guns in.
Oh,
that's
it.
Fucking sick.
They're just
you
like, hey, we'll
that.
Give you $500 if you
yeah.
take your guns and bring them in.
Yeah.
And Australia was just like, fuck yeah, mate. Let's go.
Holy crikey.
And
let's fucking
it.
Take our guns
and, just,
and put
and
them
brought in. The guns in and they haven't had these massacres since.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure it's occurred, but like.
It's not as frequent.
Compared to
yeah,
places
large.
That.
I mean, I think it's
occur
important sometimes
constantly.
To have a gun for self-defense. I'm not saying it's
it
not.
Is.
But
so many countries operate without
yeah.
the need.
True.
Room. Yeah, you could
yeah.
have other things that could
and or you have
yourself
you need to have more regulations around
yeah,
guns.
If
you know?
You're gonna
yeah.
take away
you need
the
to have
guns.
A mental health assessment.
Yeah.
These things.
There should
you know?
Be there should be levels
yeah.
to
yeah.
acquire.
Like hire
them.
More people.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of people that need jobs. Hire more people for these things. You know.
Exactly. Yeah,
like,
that's a good ass point.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But I know like people are gonna be like, but my taxes won't pay for that. Like, I should just be able to have.
Yeah,
fuck
it's
off,
crazy.
Bro. People be dying.
Yeah,
and
I don't
know. You can't ignore that.
If you think
exactly.
about it, there's a lot of dumb people out there.
Yeah.
Whether we
and
hate
every,
it or not.
Every country
has. Every country has.
Every
and like people who are
good,
like just stupid, you know?
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
I think maybe even most of the self-defense, you know, situations
yeah.
are all about guns. So like if you took that away, that's like a big, big relief
yeah.
off of the, you know, community
it's,
that has these guns on them, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But... Yeah, that's a political.
The thing is, like, even though the thing is, like, you always talk about like the self defense, like, oh, like, how would one defend themselves towards it? It's I guess I can't really reference anything. It's never
I guess
really
a
happened to
a knife
me.
Is good.
I don't yeah,
know.
I don't know. I remember there was oh fuck, did I tell this?
A sword.
Yeah,
sword. Kyle just pulls out his dick. He's like, "Let's go, man."
Self defense. Yeah.
You think you'll get me? No. I remember when I was in middle school. I think I mentioned this a while back. There was a bombing in my town.
Whoa.
Yeah, there was a, someone
I
mailed.
I think I know that story. Yeah,
yeah someone mailed this lady.
Jesus.
Like
the Unabomber?
Like a bomb in just in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And she opened it and it just blew up and she passed. And
why would they do that?
I don't know. It was just a small town. Like we're just. And there's articles about this. Like you can search up. I don't want to give details. Just. For obvious reasons, but like it happened, it occurred, and I remember that kind of went out throughout the town, and we all knew. And I'm like 12 years old, And so I started carrying around like a BB gun. Like not a BB gun, airsoft gun. Like an airsoft gun. Just in my backpack. And I was like, yeah, I'm never good. I'm protected. You know what I'm saying?
These motherfuckers aren't going to get me.
But like, and my friend. Oh, yeah, my friend. Cut that. My friend, I was meeting him in a park. I was going to go sleep over at his house.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I brought a few knives to protect myself. I was like, looking back, we're just like, oh, so pretty, like so cute,
so innocent, so 12.
Good job.
I remember when my mom would leave us alone in the house sometimes, like in Syria, back in Syria, like it was safe back then, like no war, nothing. But when she would leave us alone, like when we hear something on the door, like just like whatever noise that we hear, we think that someone's trying to like get into the house.
Yeah.
So we would like start like wrapping things around our head. Like, you know how fighters have like these bandanas, and we bring like the pan and like,
oh shit,
kitchen stuff.
Squad.
Like, and we're just standing next to the door, like trying to like, if anyone gets in, like we're going to fight them. Like, I guess we just enjoyed doing that.
Yeah.
And my mom would come and see us just all like, you know, dressed up in
crazy. Bandana'd up.
Bandana.
Rabab's got a tattoo. Just going down.
Actually, we used to get fake tattoos. Like, you know,
I'm out here.
Like these gums that you buy and that there's like fake stickers.
Yeah,
fake stickers.
Yeah, yeah. You just wet it.
Me and my sister would like put.
Me too. <all the product. laughs> Me too, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah.
There's a few days I had sleeves. Yeah. 25 cents that I got a fucking tattoo. I was like, bet.
And with all the arm hair, you know, it's just like.
I remember as a kid, I was always like, why do people get tattoos when you can just do this? Like, I thought it was the thing to do.
Yeah.
Why do adults never figure this out?
It's the scariest thing to just like, you're a kid and alone in the house and you think like someone is getting in the house. It's just so scary.
Yeah.
Because.
But it never, nothing ever happened. It's just like our imagination, you know?
Yeah.
We watch a lot of like crazy cartoons, I guess.
Yeah. Crazy cartoons.
How do you feel like when people are like, oh, it was so much safer back in the day. I could do this, that.
You could argue
When in reality.
Yeah.
You just weren't aware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, like, we have everything right now. Like, mm-hmm.
on our face. Yeah.
In front of us.
Yeah.
Like, at all times, we know bad shit. Like, constantly.
It made the world smaller.
Amber alerts exist for a reason. There's shit that we get Amber alerts here in Vancouver quite a bit. Like,
plus, communities are growing. So, like, I mean, that would also contribute to that.
There's
like
cameras everywhere in the streets nowadays. Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's so much. But, like, it kind of might be safer now.
Yeah.
We're just the reason is just like all this shit has always been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No one was aware of it.
Yeah.
You didn't have it in front of you on a screen.
Yeah. Back in like the 70s, you could probably get away with so many shit.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. Dude, my fucking, even my dad, he used to just hitchhike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like,
oh, that's sick, by the way. He's just like, he just trusted a hell of people.
He used to just
in those
hitchhike
cars.
And do all these, like, just hop on trains and stuff. Yeah. Like, he used to do all that and like, when you think of back then, you're like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he could do that.
Yeah.
But the same shit, like, oh, I could do that now.
But people would be
but
like,
we're just more aware.
Paranoid, yeah.
Everyone just is more aware of the possibilities of, like, what could happen.
Yeah.
So that's why just everyone, it's fucking, it can be terrifying.
I guess because, like, nowadays you hear more about these things through social media. So you're more aware of these things and, like, people are getting caught faster, I would say.
That's Google? Why they shouldn't ban TikTok.
Exactly. You're a Google away.
Yeah.
Vancouver news.
And yeah, people have phones. People just start filming you, you know?
Everybody has that.
Yeah.
I think it's facing that.
Oh, it is. Yeah, shit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I fucked up my mic. But yeah, it's so
Do you ever think about, like, a plan if you get kidnapped, what would you do?
Secret word.
Really?
I have a
secret word.
Secret word with,
what do you mean?
I have a secret word with my partner.
Yeah.
If you're getting kidnapped?
Like
if she
calls,
God forbid.
Like she or I do.
Uh-huh.
Or like even I feel like I should have one with you guys too.
But like what if you couldn't call someone?
No, it's mine, maybe not kidnapped, was more like scam.
Oh.
Because, like, back in the day, like, a lot of... I remember, like, kids used to get stolen like this was when, like, adults would drive up to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hurry, your mom's in the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah,
like, get in, like, we gotta go. The kids would just get kidnapped like that.
That's scary.
It would happen a lot.
Yeah,
like, And that's why, obviously, growing up, my parents were like, don't fucking get any vehicle.
Don't even respond.
Don't respond.
Like,
just walk, run.
Yeah.
Run to your nearest house.
Yeah.
Yell fire.
Yeah.
But, like, just be safe. Like, don't fuck with people.
Yeah.
Because it's for your own safety. It's scary because you can't. When did you guys realize you couldn't trust a lot of, like, public? Like, you're like, oh, this shit can go down anytime. I'm talking, like, even, like, on Granville, like, there's mace. People are just macing people, bear macing people. Just strangers. Strangers,
yeah.
Bear macing strangers.
What's bear macing? What's that?
Like, pepper spray.
Like, pepper spray.
Just people in their face.
Yeah. And I heard also people getting, like, injected with stuff in the club and just passing out.
Yeah.
Especially if they see you, you're alone. Like, you get injected with something
with stuff?
And you pass out. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like,
I heard these stories and I'm like, oh,
clubs,
my
man.
God, these things are scary. Yeah. Like, the other day, honestly, I saw someone in the club just, like, randomly, like, close to us, having, like, some, like, needle type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the middle of the club, just taking something. And I'm like, whoa. Like, what
mm-hmm.
did I just see? I just pretended that I didn't see anything. I just walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just so random.
Just that's
days,
what I mean.
Know.
Like, you're just in, like, clubs, bars, anything. You're just in an environment.
You need to be conscious all the time.
You're in an environment with strangers, right?
There's
now.
Like many moments as well that made me think about just not trusting the public anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
especially with some people in my circle as well, like here and there.
You see people, like, get beat up out of nowhere. Like,
yeah,
shit's fucked, dude.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Whoa, sorry, sorry. Like, my kid is.
She's like, hell yeah.
She's like,
She was agreeing.
I'm trying to fuck you up. Hey, yo. Yeah, sorry, you continue.
Yeah. No, because I knew this person in high school, and when kind of like things were over within high school, like after, like just a few years, you know, later on, like probably two or three, not even that far from high school years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I got to know that he was a, you know, pedophile.
Whoa.
That is.
Yeah.
That is dark.
I know, man. And how that came about is that it was like this massive, it was this like big Instagram drama with people that we know, like acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like following it up, and I thought that guy was cool. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Until
it's really scary, man.
Until shit took a left turn, and then
mm-hmm.
yeah, there he was, and I was like, fuck, you just never really know what to.
You would never like expect it.
Yeah, you never really know.
It's scary, like,
yeah.
It's just things like this happen.
Especially your mind blocks things, even though in your kid mind you thought it was fine.
Yeah.
But then when you grow up and you kind of have a glimpse of it, you're
mm-hmm.
like, what the f-? Like, that was fucked up. I don't think
super
that was okay.
Up.
Yeah.
Like,
it's dark. It's
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I mean, like.
Like, he groomed this person.
Yeah.
Damn.
Which is fucked.
Yeah.
So.
Who, like,
yeah.
Let me also comment, like, from a psychological perspective, who knows what happened to him as a kid?
Yeah.
It trauma repeats.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very sad and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Seek help, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta talk. You gotta,
professionals are out here.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
So. wasn't like TikTok banned?
Yeah,
that got
TikTok
dog
was
so
banned
fast.
And then
to be
we spiraled into this conversation.
See, this is the content. This is like, this was good conversation.
Yeah.
This was fucking beautiful.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
But will you guys miss any US creators from TikTok?
I don't know.
Or do you guys like, you guys watch a lot of TikTok?
It's
you?
Like,
I do.
I like TikTok. I mean, I think I've mentioned this in the past. My algorithm is just cat videos. Funny dog cat videos.
Yeah.
You will miss the American dogs and cats.
Yeah.
They're so cute. Funny enough, they're all holding guns. What's that about? what's going on there?
America.
Yeah. I knew something was fishy.
Yeah,
there's a lot of cat videos, dog videos, and sports.
That's really wholesome, bro. Yeah, and even else, the sports.
It just brings me joy. Dude, I've been crying to these videos lately. Or
what?
Just wholesome videos.
Dog videos?
Maybe
cat
not
videos?
Crying, not crying, but like tearing up. You know, like the wellness?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
feeling gets in your throat.
Yeah.
I'm not
like,
full out, like tears are coming
like
down.
Tears of joy.
But my eyes
sort of
are definitely watery.
Yeah.
Getting emotional.
Even when I see like, there's like an old couple and the husband is still pulling out the chair for the wife. And they're both like super.
I fucking hate these videos.
Really?
You hate them?
It's cringe.
Anyways, Carl, so we're gonna do our own podcast starting tomorrow. No, I fucking, because it's,
I live for that. Yeah,
because the sure. thing is, I like they're that. Oblivious. Mm. They're mm-hmm. old. They don't yeah. give a shit about what the world's going on.
Yeah.
Some random people are just filming them, being like, yeah. oh, look how but wholesome.
Sometimes I feel like they know. Like, they staged the situation.
Yeah, but know? Even if it is, like...
It's, yeah. They're still doing it, you know?
It's still cute. Yeah. It's still, like... I'm just like, damn, like, that's... Because, like, that's what everyone wants.
Yeah.
Obviously, not the everyone future. Wants that, but, like, that's, like... Oh, a
couple
like,
goals, look.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, oh, I want my partner to still be around mm-hmm. when yeah. I'm 95.
Mm-hmm.
I want to still that be shit's up nice. There. It's just cute. It's just wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tear up to, like, shit like that and, like, cat videos. Super, like, cute family videos where, like, the parents and the little baby are, like, having, like, very emotional, like, not emotional moments, but, like, happy moments.
Your algorithm yeah, yeah, yeah. is so interesting.
Huh?
Your algorithm is so interesting.
It's just cute. I don't know. It's just, like, I guess I like TikTok cats.
Is just so wholesome. It's getting,
I wish my feed was healthy like that.
Mine's just getting more family, like, just because I always see, like, parents and, like, these parents are laying in bed oh. and the baby's just woken up and it's, like, laughing. Yeah. And the smile with no teeth. It's just so cute. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's my algorithm now.
I feel like my algorithm is just a lot of.
Death.
The term brain rot. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Like brain rot fucking shit. I don't shit. Know. It's just like modern Gen Z slang.
Yeah.
With all these, they make it into like a lot of memes. Where like, oh, that's Sigma. Oh, Sigma. Shit like this. Like, oh, fuck. That's, like Reddit, that's such a W.
Like Reddit memes and.
Yeah. Like it's just filled with that like weird, dark weird content. Memes. Dark.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how
you started a podcast with that wrong. No, I'm just joking.
My feed is mostly drama, like internet drama, news, gossip,
yeah. social media news.
Yeah, drama, gossip, yeah. latest news about celebrities, fashion trends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like psychological things. Yeah.
Well, that's good. You keep, I'm not gonna lie, you keep us updated.
Yeah. Like, I know, right?
Like you yeah. do, you keep us involved.
Yeah, in the
culture.
I keep you guys hip.
Social media culture.
I keep you relatable.
Yeah. She does. Yeah, yeah.
And kidding. A lot of mine is like facts, like, oh, this is what's happening in the world today. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that animals get high too?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What do you
hey?
Think I did in my middle school, bro? What do you think I was
they
hanging out with?
They call me the animal.
I was fucking chilling with zebras and turtles, bro. I was getting high as shit. I saw this thing where like... Oh,
like it's crazy.
These people on a boat saved a turtle from a shark.
Uh-huh.
And then the shark grabbed octopus. Grabbed an... Or not oh, an wait, octopus, a jellyfish.
Yeah.
The turtle... Like they brought the turtle... They saved the turtle on the boat.
Yeah.
Brought it far away. Put him back in the water. He swam down, grabbed a jellyfish, and brought it back to them like an offering.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
That's smart.
It's super smart. Like, I was like, damn, turtle. Oh, shit. You guys here, aren't...
Take this one instead.
You guys aren't just ninjas, but you do this too.
Yeah.
And then sharp. I saw like one of the things, like, turtles get high on jellyfish toxins.
Really?
And then the guy, the comment under was just like, Mans was trying to share a blunt with yeah. you. Trying to pass you the toke. Man's just trying to get high with you. I was like, oh, dude, every time you see a turtle, we gotta yeah. dab that bitch up. Anyway, sorry, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Like,
they be choking on straws and stuff.
I still like straws. Yeah. I'm sorry,
me too. Yeah.
Dude, the paper. Remember, does Tim Hortons still do this where Which they have one? the cardboard lid?
Oh,
we had that for a
I
bit.
I remember that, yeah.
And
cardboard
it,
lid?
Yeah, the lid is just made out of cardboard. Yeah. Not plastic.
I don't
they
know. If
they
I
ban plastics that. And shit like that. You know.
Yeah, I've had Weird. It. For, I had it for like a month, and then it just disappeared.
Mm.
I was getting hella French vanillas. Like, damn, dude, that's crazy. Okay, so yeah. turtles be wait no yeah. animals. Dude, animals are getting high.
Yeah, animals are getting high.
Is that what they call me now? Yeah. An animal? No, sorry.
No, because like it's a fact that like dolphins, they've documented this as well. They swim to a lot of. Areas.
Strip clubs.
At the bottom, like sea bottom floor, just to find like cuttlefish, I believe.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if the puffer fishes, because they release yeah. toxins in their needles, right? So they would purposely just agitate and just fuck with these, fuck with these like fishes to just, you know, get sting by them. And then just like swim, like after the stings, multiple stings, they documented that these dolphins just get more giddy and swim weird.
They're just high as fuck.
Like, they're just high as fuck. Yeah.
Damn, even dolphins get down. It's like
dolphins, bro.
Isn't that what they say, that like how we evolved? Like that was used to...
There was
we used to take psychedelics.
Yeah. There was a type of... what's it called? What do we call it as a species? Homo sapien? Because there's not just Homo sapiens. There was like seven other... versions of us.
Neanderthals and
apes, right?
Yeah. No, Neanderthals are one of them. There's Homo sapiens. There's multiples. And
they would
Homo sapiens actually, like, in one of the books that I read, they just like conquered everybody else.
Yeah.
But that they would eat mushrooms that had psilocybin.
Yeah.
In them, which like interact with your brain chemistry and allowed it to bloom, allowed it to bloom, and that just kept continuing.
Yeah, like I took a course about like psychedelics, and all of it was like
in an alley. Like, no, sorry.
No, all of it was like
Hastings.
It was filled with stories about like how rituals since like the old and like very like back in the day, like, you know, they used to always do psychedelics in these rituals, and I'm like, damn, like it is a big thing.
It's
you a know?
Big cultural thing,
and.
And there's there's different cultures that date it to that.
Yeah.
Different versions of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But someone did this or like was consuming this
and
it altered your brain chemistry.
And sometimes like I have a theory, but like obviously I'm not saying that it's true, but it's just a thought that I had.
Yeah.
That like, you know, all these things that happen in like religious books that you're thinking like, that's crazy. Like there's no way. Like, how come in this time and age, like we don't see these things anymore? Because I'm thinking maybe they were taking psychedelics and they would imagine these things and then maybe part of it is like they felt it, you know, they kind of like actually felt it, but it's not true, you know, like it's not actually happened.
That's
but
like, that's a really cool idea.
Yeah. So, but like, I can't say for sure. Like, obviously, it might be actually, we're just, you know, like, it's a theory. Yeah.
That's a cool ass idea. Because, like, there's no fucking ape that's going to be like, yo, we got a microdose.
Like,
they're going to consume.
Yeah, a lot.
They're going to consume. That was good, right? There's no Homo sapiens.
Just
that's
a random
like,
monkey just guys, comes guys, up to you.
Guys, microdose. We'll be more productive. Every single
this bitch evolving, bro.
That's crazy, dude. And then his older dad is like, fire. I thought we just had fire. No.
And apparently, they used to drink alcohol to make them be more active. It's not like now. Now we drink.
Hey, yo!
We need we drink it to relax. They used to drink it to do more work. Because honestly, like the first few, like the first hour of drinking, you feel like, you know, energetic. You want to do things, and then like after that,
let's go do some shit. We do it to people. Do it. Plenty of people. I don't want to say us specifically. Do it before you go to the club.
Let's
go do some shit. Like, it's still there.
It gets you confident more, I guess.
I guess
that's true.
It's the same thing on like eating food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, if you think way back then, you maybe ate food like once a week.
Yeah.
Once, like, because you had to hunt and get your shit.
You
had to like, oh, I might not eat tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or the next few days.
Gross. Thank God they invented like spices and shit.
That's like how we
like imagine
to,
eating
like
you just like heat it up on the fire.
That's
and
why.
Eat it.
That's why. Well, before that, they probably just had to eat it raw.
Yeah.
That's why. Like, we literally have organs designed in our body that we actually don't need anymore because we don't have to deal with raw meat anymore.
Raw meat.
Everyone ate raw meat. And we have an organ.
I still eat like sushi,
I would rather die, honestly.
Like raw red meat.
Like raw
like,
red
it's like
meat,
you're eating bloody red meat from something. And
that's
like
nasty.
We literally, like we all have an organ.
Yeah.
Literally in our body that like is designed to make you.
Filters out these
things. Filters out the bacteria, like all this shit. Because of all that history.
But probably now our bodies got so weak that we can't even like.
Well, no, we don't.
We get food poisoning if there's a hair in our food. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, but we don't. No, if you think about it. We don't. No one eats raw meat.
Yeah, because
like,
our bodies got like weaker. Like not weaker, but like we can't defend.
Think
ourselves
of it like we're
them.
The ones that survived.
Yeah.
We're the next thing.
Yeah.
But there's it's so
we live in a very like privileged age. I feel.
I can't imagine even 50
I
years
guess
ago.
Being in Canada too, like you know,
dude, 50 years ago shit was.
Yeah,
it's totally different.
Yeah.
That new Taylor Swift song. I just remembered that.
Which one?
Like, I like the 1800s, but without the slavery.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
some
yeah,
shit
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It just made me remind.
What did she say?
It just made me remind
this was
of
a
that.
Lyric
yeah.
That she said?
Something like that. Something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that on
I
TikTok.
I want to go back to, or something.
Wait,
like,
is it actually the lyrics, or is it someone making a meme out of it?
I think it was the actual lyrics. Like, oh.
She said that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
we
got to
double check, but I don't
yeah.
know.
Damn, Taylor.
Taylor Swift like just gets away
wow.
with a lot
Let's
of things.
Let's go back to the 1800s without the slavery.
But
or
why
1800s?
Like
why was like that?
But like, did she live in the
1800s? All the horrible shit
yeah, yeah,
happened.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so much horrible
yeah, so
shit.
Much
but there's
shit.
So much documented horrible shit that happened.
So much shit. Yeah. It's just so funny.
I don't like Taylor Swift. Please.
She did not just yeah. say that. Swifties do not come after okay. us.
Swifties, oh fuck, Swifties are strong, bro.
Yeah, no, they're like
they're
the
fucking
like it's like Beyonce.
Yeah,
I love Beyonce. I love Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
just stating that.
Mm-hmm. I actually like Taylor Swift though.
Okay,
she rocks it. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
I think I'm a Swiftie. Yeah.
Other than the race,
yeah.
no comments. No comments.
So but why 1800s without?
I don't know. And there was this other like lyric that she also
she's a witch.
Had with this other song. What?
She's a witch. It's a compliment.
Witch.
It's a compliment.
Burn it to the stake.
It's a compliment because like
her boyfriend. Travis
I feel like
Kelsey.
She lived longer than she did. You know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Her boyfriend just Travis Kelsey just won the Super Bowl. She probably
see, I told you.
Cast like a little spell.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that why he said the lyric? Like, touch me while you're playing GTA with your voice. Is that
oh,
the spell?
Oh my god.
I don't know, man. Sometimes Taylor's stuff is something.
She did, like,
something
what
else.
Happened? Okay, so like I feel like I missed a few years.
Yeah.
I thought she was doing like country music.
She was.
Like she's a big country artist.
She still
yeah, pop
is.
Country
yeah.
music.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
she sort of still does. Yeah, but now it's just
because I'm not gonna lie, she has some bangers.
She does.
She has
yeah.
like
yeah.
you can like she has fucking heat up. Like
yeah.
she's got songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll defend for those parts. Yeah, but I don't know about the GTA with the boys or 1800 shit.
So the lyric "Touch me while you're playing GTA with the boys."
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it is, dude. For the audio listeners, everybody went quiet because that's just a cringe fucking line to say on any song. For the audio listeners, Cameron is traumatized.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
It's cool.
I said the same thing 10 years ago. Anyways,
yeah.
Do we have a
segment?
Oh, yeah.
What's a
segment?
Taylor Swift, we love you. Two
yeah.
thirds of us love you.
I accept you, Tyler.
Oh,
I accept you.
That's
oh,
that was hard as fuck.
Yeah.
That was a cool ass
yeah,
line.
Yeah.
What?
If you're like, oh, I love you, I accept you. To say
that's
that
such a power move.
I would like, say that to somebody now.
It's such a power move.
I accept you. That's
like crazy.
When a dad is like, I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed.
I'm not proud of you, but I accept you.
I accept you. That goes hard as shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're going into a segment. We're pulling something from Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe five stories.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
seven. What was the question again?
I guess so. The question is, what's the weirdest/craziest thing you've seen in a club,
Okay.
or happened to you in a club?
Do it.
So one guy said, "Blood pouring down my face. I had nicked myself shaving, getting ready. I guess it got congealed.
Congealed.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Where like, yeah, it kind of." It's
yeah.
like a syrup. It thickens.
Yeah.
I guess it got congealed on the way to the club, but started flowing again after I started drinking and dancing. I went into the bathroom to break the seal and saw a long line of blood pouring down my face.
Oh.
I have no idea how long I had been dancing around all bloody.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I should not see that.
Yeah,
like on someone, I'd be like, "Are you okay? Like, what happened?"
Like, people just ignored it.
But that's funny.
Just,
like imagine,
didn't even
like,
help
yeah.
the dude.
Hey, what's
like
the,
what?
What's the issue with the people around him?
Yeah,
I know.
No one said anything.
But I feel like when you're in a moment, sometimes you don't really look on someone's face. Like sometimes my friend, like, yeah. Remember that day when lipstick was all around my face and no one told
me? Okay. Who told you though?
No, you didn't tell me.
I didn't.
I saw it in the video later when, like, lipstick was on my boyfriend's like birthday. Oh. In the club.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, and yeah, never mind. And the lipstick was all over my.
Because we came to record and a few days later we saw like,
the videos.
I have and I was like, oh, I did. Yeah, I literally never.
I look like a clown. Like.
Okay, yeah, never mind. I didn't mean to speak bad on those people. I get why you wouldn't notice.
Exactly. Sometimes it's dark. You don't.
Everyone's
notice.
Just so in their vibe.
Yeah.
No, but if I notice shit like on people's face, like I don't want them to look bad.
Now I'm traumatized of that. Like even when I'm out with my girls and like someone like their lipstick's going down, their mascara's down, I just wipe it for them.
Yeah,
I like exactly. I feel so bad because like I don't want this to happen to me. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Like, but people,
I
are
just
like,
point it out. I'm like, oh, you got. I don't even say anything.
Yeah, but people
point.
Ignore it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah
like
yeah,
I always
yeah.
just point. I'm like,
yeah.
Blah,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Exactly.
Because yeah. I don't think I could go up to people and be like.
Shh. I do. I do.
I can't though. It's just
I
be like,
give you
oh,
consent,
he,
Cameron.
Oh, not strangers. Obviously, it's just my friends. If it's stranger, I would just tell them. Obviously.
Okay. True.
Yeah. Imagine going to a stranger and just start kissing you.
Wait, one second. One second. Oh God, I hated that. My mom did that a lot. Like the lick in the thumb and then just.
Oh stop. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I was like, my. A fucking bird might as well shit on my
face. And her argument would be, you came out of me, so calm down.
Like, what is that about? Fuck off! No. Sorry.
I love
sorry,
you, mom. I love you, mom. But like, I appreciate it.
Well, I don't get that. They're just like the.
Yeah.
You came out of me. I own you. Chill. I didn't do anything to get here. I just appeared.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
But that was like the distant past. But anyways, yeah.
Okay. So someone said. Everyone is leaving the club at closing time. There's a woman outside that has been apprehended by security for stealing toilet paper from the bathrooms. Gotta get the entry fee back somehow.
I'm smiling.
She's smart.
Smart, yeah. I'm smiling because I've stolen a few.
But it's crazy. In the club, there's not even toilet paper all the time. You know, it's like, how did you get it? Like. Yeah. Like,
well, not in a club.
Maybe that's
like,
why, because people are stealing it.
Exactly. Yeah. Dude, rolls? You took rolls?
I took rolls, bro. I took big ass rolls.
Where did
you put it? In my car. Oh, well, okay. I mean, we used it. Like, I would just be showing up to the home and just have
from
supply
the club?
Of. Not like from the club, but like
people's houses,
businesses. I just stole one from you. Stole one from your bathroom. I'm joking. No, but one of them was like in a porta potty recently, and it was a pretty big roll. So I was like, okay, we could use this for a good amount of days. So,
how do you feel like when
we gotta see? I gotta go visit your house because like now I want to know like.
Just,
make sure that
made out of toilet paper.
Just toilet paper.
Yeah.
God damn. Next.
Yeah. Okay. At a popular pub in my town, a guy got naked and danced on the table. I didn't see it, but the owner of the pub was was kind enough to post the video from his security cameras on the business Facebook page.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a that's?
Have you ever seen
allowed?
Someone naked
in public?
Yeah.
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 And yeah,
it's Vancouver.
Sure.
It's Vancouver. I mean, yeah, you had that train
men?
Story. Yeah. Remember that train story?
Oh yeah.
Men
yeah.
and women.
Yeah.
I've seen men and women.
Yeah, like I remember when I was living in like Maple Ridge and these areas, I would randomly see like old women just like shirtless and walking down the street in the sun.
What in Maple Ridge?
Yeah, and with like. You know.
I know where to move now.
It was so traumatizing. Like, I'm going to school in the bus and I just randomly see, like, you know, tits just like.
Why?
Flapping.
The minute why? I see, like, a wall of toilet paper outside of a house in Maple Ridge. I'm like. Carl's right there. Carl just moved. Wow.
Why? Free to nipple, but like, damn.
I've definitely seen. Yeah, I've seen.
Old people don't care. They just don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like,
I see.
You're 78.
Yeah.
So you're retired. You're still paying property tax. Like,
yeah.
You're just gonna have a fucking gin and juice and just fucking tit it out. The men too.
Yeah.
They're older.
Yeah. Well, they get arrested. That's public indecency, right?
It is. Yeah.
But it's just nipples.
Do you think police just don't give a fuck, or like the police are like,
they're
hey, yo, yeah. Yo, Sharon is yeah. titted up today.
I mean, yeah.
Babe, they probably stopped her, but she was walking on like a street that like, I don't know. I don't know if anyone stopped her.
We were on Davy Street and like,
free the nipple.
Sorry. Okay. Take it off. Live your life. No, we were on Davy Street and like a bus came. We were just out on the street working, not. Am I starting this off incorrectly?
You're making it sound like drug dealers.
Just we were on the street, just like.
Sorry.
Yeah, true. True. It sounds like drug dealers.
I was shirtless, running around smacking titties. My own titties. People's titties. Wait, okay, this is a joke. Anyways, okay, I'm on Davy Street and a bus comes and there's this old elderly man. I'm talking like 80s and above.
Yeah.
Like has a cane, everything. He's just getting out of the bus, you know, doing like the regular thing.
Yeah.
And there's a woman that's like maybe in her mid 40s. There's a whole bickering situation. I don't know the details, but she like pushed. She literally just ran and pushed him, and he fell and smashed his face off the ground. And there was just a pool of blood just coming out on the street. And so we're there, you just know, like working the corner. Blood.
Holy shit!
As usual. And we see this holy like what the fuck is going on, and she's like, y'all saw nothing, like da da da, and she's running around going around the corner and back and back, and then at some point she just like takes off her shirt and she's just titted out, just like the fuck this shit, fuck da da da, like he did this, like trying to like, and he's literally just still laying there. People what? Come check on the
why
guy.
Didn't she just run away,
because she's a fucking lunatic who does this.
Oh my god,
who pushes someone that old and is like, yeah, bitch, take off your fucking shirt. Like, it's not a power move.
Yeah.
Like, everyone can't, like, the crowd, me included, like, we all checked on the old guy and he's still breathing, called the ambulance, and she's still there and she got arrested and everything. Yeah. But, like, I was just like, oh, shit, this is Vancouver, man.
Yeah.
And then we went and got a burger after. Like, it felt a very weird day.
Oh, like, my God.
Like, carry on with the day normally.
Yeah, that...
yeah, there's a lot of those stories, yeah, when we were working in this. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Working
together.
Working in public.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Don't worry, we were on payroll.
Like, yeah, we were on payroll on the street.
Sales.
Yeah, sales. Yeah, sales. We were sales. Yeah. Next prompt. Sorry.
Next prompt, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, this one's gross. So, a girl shat herself in the middle of the dance floor.
Shat herself?
Yeah. Oh, same shit. Club, different time. A girl couldn't wait in the queue to pee. So she literally dropped and squatted right there and then...
Squatted? Oh, shit. It was intentional.
What kind of, what kind of clubs... You know what? What kind of clubs you go to if you see these things, you know?
I was laughing...
Corkleman.
Until you said, like, the line wasn't moving or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I started to feel bad.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, but like aww. Squatted there in the club, like Jesus. Come on.
It's either
I feel
the
like,
club floor or her pants and legs.
Yeah, I feel like it was one of those after party clubs.
Mm.
Like Gorgamesh. Like,
oh, okay.
Not to
I'm going to blurt that out.
Not to hate on them.
I can imagine that scene there. Yeah. Yeah.
I was kind of laughing. I was like, "Oh shit, like she's ballsy." Until I was like, "Oh, the bathroom's not moving like cuz like
yeah.
I can't imagine. What was she thinking?
Yeah.
Because she's literally just going to do it in a place no one's going to know her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she'll
someone went. Is it wasn't even long ago, but like someone in the club just shared like a private story with me randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Some guy was standing next to me. He's like, oh, you know, my friend in high school drank too much. And then, like, the other, like, one time, like he's old enough obviously, but like he was just telling me an old story and like, and she peed herself, can you imagine? And I'm like, why are you fucking telling me that right now?
Like, she peed herself in the club.
Yeah. He was just saying, oh, she drank too much, she blacked.
Like,
I think he was blackout drunk.
Yeah,
so he was just like, I feel so fucked up right now, you know, my friend in high school, she just peed herself. And I'm like, oh, okay, why are you sharing this with me right now?
I remember,
people are just crazy.
I remember at the club a girl peed on my jacket. And I had to, one of my favorite jackets, and I had to throw
it away. So a dog pees on you, and then a girl pees on your jacket.
Damn.
Are you a fire hydrant?
Fire hydrant. The Lord is telling me something. So
good Lord.
Same situation. This girl, I went there with one of our other buddies, just a regular night, and she was outside just sitting on the sidewalk, and me and our friend, we walk out, and she's like yelling at me like, "Help me out!" And then her other friend come and like, "Oh, she's got to go pee really bad." And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, club is closed. Everyone's heading home. And so I take off my jacket and I go to like the alley in the corner, like the dumpster and the wall where she would pee. And I just covered I put her my jacket there and I just covered her while she was peeing. And she finished, drunkenly walks off, and I like look at the inside of my coat, and it's like covered. And I just like opened the dumpster and I just threw it in. And I was like, and then we walked over. I put her and her, me and my buddy, or I mean, you guys know him. I'll tell you guys after the podcast.
Yeah.
We put her in a cab with her buddy. And we're like, that's the, like, they know the address, like, whatever. Here's like $40. Cool.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I just still. I get why those situations happen.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, let me be nice. Like, because I was still like faded, like happy faded. Like, let me just help her out. And I just like looked back, like looked everywhere else, just trying to help this person out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just saw the whole inside of my jacket just all pissed on.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. Okay. So I just opened the dumpster that she peed beside and threw it in, and story. That was
yeah.
It. But good job, though, for helping her out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's you. I have a lot of those stories. Yeah. There's one story I definitely want to tell. Patreon.
But, oh, yeah.
Because it's
yeah.
kind of long and it's explicit, but it's very wholesome.
Yeah.
Wholesome story.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of my club weirdest stories are, pretty helping Patreon people. Stuff. Yeah.
A lot of help. Like, even like, how many times do you guys get into situations where you're like, oh, shit, I got to help this person?
Yeah.
Like you got to help them.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely like, I can sit here and be like, oh, I'm such a good guy. But I love, it feels so good. Like the high I get after just like helping someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bitch. I did that.
Yeah.
It's obvious at the end of the day, it will be for me, like in my head, of course, but that's just human nature. Anyways, next prompt.
Yeah, next prompt.
Getting too deep about a girl that pissed on my jacket.
Okay. Someone said, I know a guy who went into a club with white trousers on, hooked up with a lady, did the dance with her in the toilet, walked out, and got laughed out of the place because the crotch of his trousers had magically turned red.
This happened in that movie, Superbad.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I remember.
Remember,
that.
I showed you this.
Yeah.
I showed you with the lady this.
Yeah,
while they were dancing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, another one.
That's a classic.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay, another one.
Not a classic, like it happens. To us.
In the movie.
I'm referencing the movie. Yeah. Sorry.
That's sad though.
Very.
But yeah. Some guy said, I sent a mean, jealous messages to my friends with benefits, like partner.
Yeah.
But not partner, but I guess friends with benefits.
Yeah,
and then, which ended up with her blocking me. I got too drunk, thrown out of the club. I fell on a scooter on the way home and landed on my face.
Oh.
Which left my face all messed up. I also had a concussion. Since I don't remember anything after that, I apparently pissed my bed when I got home. Woke up
magically
in a wet
there.
Bed with a bloody face and a broken friends with benefits relationship.
Oh.
That's so messy.
He's a pastor now. That was so many L's.
That's so low. Yeah.
I bet you that was one of his lowest moments in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, I did all this shit and I can't even fuck anymore. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. That's, yo.
Yeah. Hope that guy's good.
Yo, rest in penis, bro.
Okay, another one. I remember I did a fart on the dance floor.
I'm such a child, bro. Like fart
jokes. Sorry.
Nobody heard because of the music. Anyway, it smelled really bad, so I legged.
You sure you didn't shit, bro?
So I legged it to the bar to get another drink and looked out over the balcony to see a perfect circle where I had been standing of people holding their noses and complaining about the smell. I'm still quite proud of this.
No.
Bro, people out here, man.
You know what I think?
Just devious.
Let me compliment you or Bob right now. Because, like, I think what makes a lot of these stories really more funny is your delivery.
I was on the dance floor holding a fart. Like, sometimes you're just dancing and suddenly like you hear like a bad smell and you're like, fuck, like, yeah.
I need a drink. Yeah, dude, that's
gross. Yeah.
I've never like encountered that, like somebody farting around me in the club, which is nice. Okay.
This was a long time ago, but I was dancing. No, you I farted? Was dancing Don't with you? Someone and they did.
Oh.
Yeah. And do you ever just laugh and accidentally fart?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, of course.
Do you ever just like laugh and accidentally fart?
Like
accidental farts? I think so, yeah. Times. Yeah, for sure.
Accidental farts are
That fucking hate that.
You fucking hate that. But like, those are probably, the reason farts are funny is probably because of those.
Yeah.
Accidental farts are so
funny. Yeah.
Like, it's funny when like someone's doing like a cartwheel or something athletic.
Yeah.
And they move their body so hard, it's like...
Yeah. What the fuck? It's just like your human body just doing its thing.
Your body's just saying hi.
Yeah. It's so gross.
Yeah.
Next one.
Okay.
The last one?
Another one. There's three more, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
bang
through. Let's tight in for the three more.
Okay. Lock in.
I hope people like this segment.
The one and only time I was ever so drunk, I forgot I was on a night out. My mates lost me and found me sat in a corner having a really in-depth discussion about the meaning of life with a local drag queen. I really wish I could remember that conversation.
Oh,
that is
that's dope.
That's cute.
That's cute. Yeah.
You have a lot of those moments where you're just like inebriated and then like you just talk.
Go
deep,
hard on a stranger.
Go hard.
Yeah.
Wait, pause. So I did this with the same buddy that I'm talking about. I'll mention the name to you guys after the podcast. We went to the same club, left, and I remember we met this guy on the street on Hastings, and we had like a almost three hour talk with this guy.
Shit.
Like going motivational, like we're here for you. And it's this whole talk.
Well, both of y'all just like really faded. It's like, oh shit.
Me and your buddy are very hammered.
You're cooking, bro. Damn.
And the guy was so, he was also native.
Yeah.
And he was just, I remember we just had this long ass talk and I was hearing his story. Just super intense depth talk with a stranger.
Yeah.
And I never saw him ever again. It's just like, shit like that just happens. I don't get it.
What if that was like an angel just like letting you know it's going to be okay?
Keep drinking. It's good.
When you guys turn back, just flaps out his wings and then flies away.
Oh shit. You're right. That's how it went.
Maybe.
Okay, next prompt.
Angels.
Okay. Someone said, went out for Halloween dressed as a caveman. Seen my recent ex on the dance floor kissing another man.
Mm-hmm.
Walked outside and stood there crying. And somebody shouts, you ain't gonna pull like that, mate. As a massive snot bubble popped on my face. Popped out of my face.
So the guy was the caveman.
Yeah, he was the caveman.
And
he
cried outside?
Ex. And then he was crying outside and then in his caveman outfit.
Snot bubble just like happened.
And someone told him, you're not going to pull like that, mate.
Yeah.
He should have just started a fire. Look, like the thing.
Who dresses like a caveman on Halloween? Like,
Some people do it unintentionally. Anyways. Yeah.
He just walks out just as,
as him.
As him himself.
No.
Okay.
Hope that guy's good.
Someone said.
Hopefully. Dude, yeah.
Someone said, me and my parents, whilst we were in Mexico, Cancun, we went to the Coco Bangos place. I don't know what that is.
Coco Bango.
And then they said, my dad nearly fell down the escalator at 3 a.m.
Oh, no.
3 a.m. That's funny. Like, imagine just your dad just falling out of the escalator.
That's so funny. When you see your parents do human shit, it's so funny, dude.
I know.
It's so funny.
It would have been more funny if it actually happened, you know?
Okay.
Just,
what do you mean?
You should have just pushed him.
It would have been funny.
And recorded.
Posted to TikTok, which is getting banned. Anyway.
No, that's the last one. God.
That was fun. That was great. Those are good ass prompts.
Yeah.
I hope these segments are very. These segments are very good.
Very funny.
But I think that is a podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
We're hitting the end. That was a good hour.
Afternoon podcast.
Damn.
Please follow the Spotify, the iTunes, the YouTube, literally Clips as well, which is our second
follow
channel.
Follow us as well.
Follow Rabab's Instagram, mine, Carl's. Follow Carl's Facebook, but don't follow.
If you're a mom, follow Carl's Facebook.
Don't follow me. Don't follow.
Don't follow.
Don't follow.
Don't follow me on the Facebook.
Mine's for family and
personal
friends.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a.
I don't go on it anymore.
I don't have a creator page. That's what fair, else? I don't fair, know. That's fair, kind fair. Of it. But
yeah,
take over Spotify iTunes, man.
Yes, what about his answers?
Listen to the audio while you're at work. You got all this stuff you can do. Sure. Listen.
For those that anyways, yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I just got a brain lag there, but anyways, that's the episode.
follow the show, and we'll be back next week with some more entertainment. Sorry, we just heard something. My name is Cameron.
Carl, love you.
Rabab.
Deuces.
Deuces.
See ya.